तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
जब कुनै व्यक्तिले अस्ट्रेलियामा भिसाको आवेदन पेश गर्दछन् त्यस आवेदन स्वीकार नभएसम्म उनलाई कानुनी रूपमा अस्ट्रेलियामा बस्नका लागि ब्रिजिङ भिसा दिइन्छ। आवेदकको परिस्थितिअनुसार भिन्न किसिमका अधिकार र शर्त भएका विभिन्न ब्रिजिङ भिसाहरू उपलब्ध हुन्छन्। सेटलमेन्ट गाइडको यो प्रसारणमा तपाईँहरूले अस्ट्रेलियाका विभिन्न ब्रिजिङ भिसाहरू तीसँगै आउने अधिकार र शर्तहरूको बारेमा सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
तपाईँको समुदाय, तपाईँको कुराकानी, एसपीएस नेपाली।
सन् 2021 मार्च महिनामा अस्ट्रेलियामा ब्रिजिङ भिसामा रहने मानिसहरूको संख्या ऐतिहासिक रूपमा बढेर 3,50,000 पुगेको थियो। सिडनीस्थित एलन रिगास सोलिसिटर्सका एलन रिगास भन्छन्, अस्ट्रेलियामा अध्यागमनको क्षेत्रमा सबैजनाले कानूनको पालना गर्न आवश्यक छ। जब कुनै व्यक्तिको पुरानो भिसाको म्याद सकिएको हुन्छ र उनले अर्को भिसाको आवेदन पेश गर्छन् त्यस आवेदन स्वीकार नभएसम्म उनलाई कानुनी रूपमा अस्ट्रेलियामा बस्नका लागि दिइने भिसालाई ब्रिजिङ भिसा भनिने उनले बताए।
There are two types of visas. There are substantive visas, which people obtain before they enter, such as a visitor visa, a work visa, and even permanent residency if you're not a citizen. The other ones are bridging visas. And as the word suggests, they are a bridge between one substantive visa and the other. Obtaining a bridging visa isn't an outcome. It's part of the outcome process. And that outcome process may be a new visa application, becoming lawful, or making arrangements to depart Australia.
सामान्यतया ब्रिजिङ भिसाका शर्तहरू त्यसको आवेदन पेश गर्ने समयमा रहेको वर्तमान भिसाको समान हुने रिगास बताउँछन्।
First available visa is a bridging visa A. That will be issued to a non-citizen who has lawfully made a substantive visa application whilst they still hold a visa. So if you hold a visitor visa and you make a student visa application, you'll be issued with a bridging visa A. Now, the benefit of a bridging visa A is that it will allow you to apply for a bridging visa B, which will allow you to travel. So if you lawfully make an application whilst you hold a visa, you'll be issued a bridging visa A.
ब्रिजिङ भिसा बीले व्यक्तिलाई आफ्नो प्रमुख भिसाको आवेदनको प्रक्रिया जारी रहँदा एक सीमित समयभित्र अस्ट्रेलिया बाहिर यात्रा गरी अस्ट्रेलिया फर्कने अनुमति दिने पकेट लिगल र इमिग्रेसन एक्सपर्ट्सका अध्यागमन वकिल रवि वसवानीले बताए।
A BVB is if you hold a BVA and you want to travel. You came here as a visitor, you've applied for a partner visa, you've just got your work rights, you've got your Medicare, you want to go visit home. You apply for a BVB. Now, this allows you to exit and re-enter Australia. Generally carries with it the same conditions as the BVA. So most people will use it, come back, still be on their BVB. Their BVB will expire, they'll jump back onto their BVA. Everything's fine.
ब्रिजिङ भिसा एमा रहेका या पहिले नै ब्रिजिङ भिसा बीमा रहेका मानिसहरूले मात्र बीभीबीको लागि आवेदन दिन पाउँदछन्। उनी भन्छन् कि ब्रिजिङ भिसाहरू अन्य विभिन्न प्रकारका हुन्छन् र तिनका अधिकारहरू भिन्न भिन्न हुन्छन्।
There's a hierarchy. You start off with your BVAs and you keep going down. And the lower you get, it's like the depths, you know, of Dante's Inferno, the more challenging it becomes. Not only the way you get them, the circumstances that you get them, but also the conditions that may be on them, the time that you hold them. You notice it, you do a comparison between the BVA and the BVR. It's two worlds apart.
सामान्यतया यदि तपाईँको वर्तमान ब्रिजिङ भिसाको म्याद सकियो र तपाईँको भिसा आवेदनको प्रक्रिया जारी छ भने तपाईँलाई ब्रिजिङ भिसा सी प्रदान गरिन्छ।
A bridging visa C is when you apply for again a visa on shore, but you're not holding a substantive visa. So for example, you applied for a visa, let's say a visitor visa, you got your bridging visa A. It's processing. During the processing time, you decide you want to apply for a sponsored visa. Someone's offered you sponsored work. Okay, I do not want to lose this opportunity. You apply for the visa. You can, but what happens? You don't get another BVA. You get a BVC.
BVC-sanga kunai kaam garne adhikar nahune, Vaswani bataunchan.
It allows you to stay here whilst the visa's processing, but it does not come with work rights. Generally, it has a no-work condition attached to it. Now, you can apply for it. And at that time, they'll issue a new BVC without that condition on it. Said you cannot go up. So with a BVC, you cannot travel. You are here until it's done processing. You can't apply for that BVB to go out and come back in.
यदि तपाईँले अस्ट्रेलिया छोड्ने निर्णय गर्नुभएमा तपाईँका अध्यागमन सम्बन्धी सम्पूर्ण कार्यहरू सकेर अध्यागमन विभागको फैसला पर्खने समयमा तपाईँलाई कानुनी रूपमा यहाँ बस्न दिनका लागि ब्रिजिङ भिजा ई प्रदान गरिने बसवानीले बताए।
So bridging visa E is where you are an unlawful non-citizen. So you've become unlawful. Your bridging visa has expired, your bridging visa has been cancelled, and you want to make arrangements to leave the country. But before you do so, you want to avoid the dangers of being detained and then deported. You can get a bridging visa E. If, for example, you want to make a substantive visa, there are certain visas, for example, a partner visa, protection visa, medical treatment visa, that you can make an application for in that situation, then you'd be granted a BVE to allow you to stay here in the country.
बिभीईमा सामान्यतया काम गर्ने अधिकार दिइएको हुँदैन तर काम गर्ने अधिकार नदिने कुनै पनि ब्रिजिङ भिजा भएका गैर नागरिकहरूले उक्त अधिकारको लागि माग गर्न पाउने रिगास बताउँछन्
It's important that people understand that even if they do get a bridging visa without work rights, if they can demonstrate a compelling need to work and satisfy the decision maker that they need to work, they may need to work because they've got financial hardship, or they may need to work because the minister is satisfied that their work visa will be granted. And that's usually if the sponsor has had a position approved for them and they're just waiting for the visa. In those circumstances, they can get permission to work.
यी भिजाहरू आआफ्नो भिजा म्याद र भिजा धारकको व्यक्तिगत परिस्थितिमा पनि भर पर्ने उनले बताए।
The bridging visa will remain depending on what the reason for the visa was. Say if you applied for another visa, it would be 35 days until it's finally determined. So that could be if the decision is made by the department and you don't review it and it's unsuccessful, then you've got 35 days to depart Australia. If you apply for review, it's 35 days after the review. If it's granted, then it's up until the grant of the next visa. If it's a specific visa, like a bridging visa E, where you've got a date to either demonstrate something to the department or leave the country, it might be to a specific date.
केही धेरै प्रयोगमा नआउने किसिमका ब्रिजिङ भिजाहरू पनि उपलब्ध छन् यदि कुनै व्यक्ति केही कारणवश भिजा प्रक्रियामा असफल भएमा उनलाई ब्रिजिङ भिजा डी प्रदान गरिन्छ उदाहरणका लागि अधिकृत अधिकारीले तोकिएको समयमा आवेदकको अन्तर्वार्ता लिन नसकेमा या आवेदकले सही शुल्क नतिरेमा या गलत भिजा आवेदन फारम भरेमा तर उनले आउँदा 5 कार्यालय दिनभित्र त्यो काम फेरि गर्न पाउने हुन्छन् त्यसपछि उक्त व्यक्ति बिभीसीको लागि मान्य हुने सम्भावना हुन्छ त्यस्तै ब्रिजिङ भिजा आर ती व्यक्तिहरूका लागि हो जो अध्यागमनको हिरासतमा रहेका हुन्छन् तर उनीहरूलाई अस्ट्रेलियाबाट निकालिने कारण व्यवहारिक हुँदैन यसले उनीहरूलाई हिरासतबाट निस्कन दिन्छ र निर्वासनको फैसला बाँकी हुन्छ त्यस्तै ब्रिजिङ भिजा एफ मात्र ती व्यक्तिहरूका लागि हो जो दासत्व या तस्करीका पीडित भएका हुन सक्छन् र उनीहरूसँग कुनै भिजा हुँदैन यस किसिमको भिजा निकै कम दिइन्छ केही परिस्थितिहरूमा ब्रिजिङ भिजाको आवेदन सिधै गृह मामिला विभाग समक्ष पेश गर्न सकिन्छ तर जटिल अवस्थाहरूमा या भिजाको म्याद सकिएको छ भने चाहिँ जतिसक्दो छिटो कानुनी सहायता लिन सल्लाह दिइन्छ
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ एप्पल पोडकास्ट गुगल पोडकास्ट स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा